This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's epidemiologist says Colorado's COVID-19 numbers remain low. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the positivity rate, the percentage of positive tests, is up slightly above 3%, but
our seven-day moving average number of cases right now is 294. Again, very low levels.
Herlihy also addressed a gap between Colorado COVID-19 data and the CDC's data that shows up in places like the New York Times website. She says what appears to be a rise in cases is really due to backlog data the state recently added to its dashboard, and not a reflection of any current increase in cases. She says the state dashboard is the most accurate source, and they're working with CDC to resolve the discrepancy. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Finding human remains at Denver Botanic Gardens over the weekend was not really unusual. The garden's Aaron Bird says the site used to be the largest cemetery in Denver.
There, as we have found over the years, are some remaining graves or unmarked graves or things like that.
A bone was found by crews doing routine maintenance to water features. The last time human remains were found at the gardens was in 2008. Cherry Creek School District plans to end the practice of naming valedictorians and ranking students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Starting in 2026, the district will drop the title given to graduating seniors with the highest GPA. Five out of the eight Cherry Creek High Schools named valedictorians. In a letter to parents, the district said the role of the educator is to teach all students, not to rank and sort them, calling the practice outdated. It said the move will also remove some of the intense pressures that inflict harm on many students. The district also sought counsel from local universities, which agreed with the move. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.